Good morning, good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today. I hope you're excited today. Today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Just give God that sacrifice of praise. I've been out for a week. I've been sick. I'm going to get through this today, because yesterday I was so blessed. That eclipse went all the way through our property. I mean, it just went right through us. And man, I was kind of making fun of people about it until I saw it. And God is so good. And in that moment, it's amazing when it happened. It was like God was just there. God is so big. We have such a big God. And I am so thankful to be teaching or even talking about it. But I'm also so thankful that God chose you. God chose me before the foundations of the world to be sons and daughters of God. It's not the event that's so special. It's the fact that God set it up that we could see it. I mean, it was just a miracle. And I call my brother and I call my sister and their sister-in-law, and they had the exact same thing. My mom, my dad, all of them were just so blessed in that moment. God is so big. He is there for you 100%. No matter what's going on in your life, he will take care of it. I've witnessed miracle after miracle of things that he's done for me. I'm sure that if you start to see how much God is in your life, how many times his hands are in your life, you're going to start recognizing how much he is in your life. I was reading this morning in Psalms chapter 62. It says, "For God alone, my soul waits in silence. From him comes my salvation. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be greatly shaken." God is your rock, your salvation, your safety, your preservation. He is there for you. He is backing you up 100%. Verse 3, "How long will all of you attack a man to batter him like a leaning wall, a tottering fence? They only plan to thrust him down from his high position. They take pleasure in falsehood. They bless with their mouth, but curse inwardly." Verse 5, "For God alone, O my soul, wait in silence. For my hope or my expectation is from him." Our expectation of future good is from God. Wait in silence. Be patient with God. Be patient. I mean, there's so many verses in here that talks about how if you set your ways to God, these things will be added unto you. Peace, which is that that state of undisturbed well-being, and grace, which is the that loving favor, will make you full. Those two things will make you full through the instrument of having a true and personal relationship with God, where you hear from him and you heed his advice. And it took me years to understand what that heed his advice is. It's in the word. If you want to get connected to God, heed the advice of God. This just happened to me over the weekend. I was reading, and there's a verse in here that talks about don't drop your friends. Now, this is hard for me because there's a couple people that I just, you know, I have a problem with that are my friends. But it said, don't drop your friends. So I called my buddy, who's an alcoholic, going through rehab. And like I said, I've been burned by him, so I wasn't too interested in talking to him. Well, when I called, he had been out on recovery for 40 days, and he was clean. And it was a blessing to get to know him and to get to just talk to him. God made me full that minute. God made me full because I read the word and I did what it said. You follow the word in this. It's like it's like you reconnect to that spirit, and it's like it's alive. Verse 5 again, "For God alone, O my soul, wait in silence, for my hope is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I shall not be shaken." Don't be shaken when times get rough. Don't be shaken. "Be not anxious or have anxiety for one thing, but in all things, through prayers to God and prayers of personal need, let your specific requests be declared unto God. And God's peace will protect you from pretty much yourself." Start to go to God and pray the big prayers. But you pray to God, not to Jesus Christ. You pray to God and you lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ, because he died for that exalted position. Have yourself a beautiful day today. God bless you and your family, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
brighter than the sun. Yeah, the bonnie boat was won.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much again for yesterday, and just, I mean, that was just fantastic. I thank you for the blessing that you give and how much you just protect us and protect our hearts. And I thank you for your word and how just gracious it is and how much love there is in it and how everything in here is for our help and to help us out in this life. And again, I thank you for the moments. I just pray for our country and everything that's going on, that you bless those people that are in need and you take care of them, Father. And I just thank you for each and every moment today that we can do the things that need to get done. And yeah, I just thank you for the position you put me in. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.